Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It is a jam-packed Football Friday edition of JJ After Dark. It's John Jastrzemski. We're right here on The Fan. And on the line right now is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, the great Brian Baldinger. And Insider Calls are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. You can also hear Brian with Jason LaCanfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts. What's happening, Brian Baldinger? How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, Johnny. I'm good, man. You know, I'm safe. I'm doing all the stuff we're supposed to be doing here. I'm getting all my work done. I'm looking forward to week 11.
Brian, let's start there. Myles Garrett testing positive. You got Raiders defenders in the protocols. Yep. Are you surprised we're at a point where the NFL has been able to keep on keeping on with this thing?
I think they've done a great job, John. I mean, a great job. It's spiking. You know, the COVID spread is spiking everywhere. So there's no reason to think that the NFL would be immune to that spike. They live lives too, and you never know. Some of these guys, they have no idea how they got infected. You know, nothing changed over the last 3 months, but it happens, and it's happening everywhere. But I'm pleased that we've been able to get the games in. They said from the very beginning, John, that it wasn't always going to be even and equal. And this week, the Raiders, with 9 starters on defense, are going to probably have some kind of a walkthrough on Sunday morning. Clap their hands and go, let's go get the Chiefs. I mean, it's not going to be really fair, but that's just what we're up against. And Cleveland's best player, Myles Garrett, won't play this weekend against an Eagles team that's starred for a win. So you just have to find ways and treat it almost like injuries, John, and you just got to overcome the injuries.
Brian, obviously you got a big game coming up for the New Orleans Saints, and whole lot of interesting things going on at the quarterback position. Drew Brees gets hurt last week. Jameis Winston finishes up the second half, and I was of the mindset, to be honest with you, Bri, that it was going to be Jameis Winston again this week for your particular game. How surprised were you to find out that Taysom Hill is going to be the guy under center now as the Saints take on the Falcons?
Well, I was so surprised, John, that I went back and watched all 19 of his passes that he's attempted over the last 3 years for the Saints, just to see him throw the ball. And, just see what kind of rhythm he has, see how, normal he looks. And, you know, obviously he's been there 3 years. Drew has not practiced, not just because of this week. He basically has taken a day off almost every week for the last couple seasons. And so, you know, during that time, Teddy Bridgewater last year and this year, Taysom has had a chance, I'm sure, along with Jameis as well. And, you know, Jameis threw the ball 10 passes last week. He was fine. Led him to 10 points. But, you know, Sean Payton has watched Taysom Hill throw the football for 3 years. A lot in training camp, a lot in preseason games prior to this year. So I think he has a feel for what he thinks he can do. And I'm sure we're going to see Jameis as well. We may see rotating quarterbacks. So I think I don't have any problem with Taysom starting. I'm anxious to watch it live in the Superdome, but I have a feeling we're going to see Jameis as well.
Brian, where we're at right now, you think New Orleans is the team to beat in the NFC?
Well, you know, last year what we saw when Drew Brees got hurt in the second game of the season was Teddy Bridgewater came in and he won five in a row. And so what that said to me about the Saints were they were a lot more than just Drew Brees because they beat some good teams along the way without Drew. And we're going to find out, is this team as good as it was a year ago or better when Drew Brees isn't in the lineup? Can they continue to win games, be competitive? We're going to find out. Because if they can, like they did last year while Drew mends and gets that, you know, the ribs and the lungs all healthy, I think that would be the team to beat them.
Brian, I know locally, Giant fans are liking what they're seeing from this head coach. They've won back-to-back games in the division for the first time in a long time. The NFC's being in the state that it's in, they have a pulse going into next week when they take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Do you get the sense that the Giants here at 3-7? I know it's a crazy question considering they're a 3-7 team, but do you feel like they've turned a little bit of a corner here with Joe Judge and company?
No doubt. In fact, I'll say this, John, and I really believe this. I saw him at training camp. I went up there, and I thought the first month of the season they might be the worst team in the league. And I don't know since then, since that San Francisco loss, let's say, that any team has improved more in the whole league. They have been competitive, highly competitive, starting with the Rams game for seven straight weeks in a row. A lot of games, including Tampa, they probably should have won, including the first Eagles game. They had chances to win those games. And when you watch them last week against the Eagles, they were the better team, flat-out better team. Fourth and two, run the ball right up the middle, score a touchdown. You know, the way they ran the ball, controlled the line of scrimmage. You know, the way they defended Carson Wentz and the Eagles' offense. I mean, I think this is a vastly improved football team, and I expect them to win a lot of games down the stretch. I think this team has turned the corner, and I'm very impressed by Joe Judge and what he has done in a short period of time, in a year where there was no offseason and really no training camp.
You think they can win this division?
Yes. I think they're the team to beat in this division. Now, Philadelphia goes to Cleveland on Sunday. We'll see how they are and how they play. I mean, at some point, here's the deal, John. At some point, teams that are going to win the division, I don't care what the record is right now, they're either going to turn the corner and become a team, and you're going to be able to see it. The eye test will tell you that's a good football team. I mean, you go and look at all the stats and data and all that stuff, it's fine. But the eye test is going to tell you it's a good football team. My gut tells me the Giants are going to be a better team, you know, come the holiday season than any other team in this division. The Eagles certainly have that opportunity. I don't see it like the way I see the Giants.
We got Brian Baldinger, Radio.com insider, getting ready for Week 11 across the board in the NFL. Brian, I can't wait to watch Indianapolis and that defense that's been playing great all year, taking on Aaron Rodgers, one of the MVP candidates, Packers in first place in the NFC North. And I guess my question with Indianapolis is a simple one. We know their defense is good enough. We've seen their offense maybe show some signs of life last week or so. Can the Colts work their way into that upper echelon of the AFC because of what they bring to the table on the defensive side of the ball? And is it about what Phillip Rivers can do now as far as playing turnover-free football and making some big plays when they are there?
I think that's a fair assessment, John. I think you have to include the play of their offensive line. They've been together for 3 years now. They're very well coached. They're very good up front. They're starting to run the ball a little bit better right now. I think overcoming the loss of Marlon Mack was difficult because he was an exceptional player that really played well with the line. You're seeing the development of a young player, Michael Pittman Jr., that is really coming on, had a big game last week. I think they're well coached. Defensively, I think they're for real. I mean, I saw them against the Ravens live a couple weeks ago. They're a very good defense. It's a really good blend of young players like Julian Blackman at safety, and then additions that they've made like Xavier Rhodes and, you know, DeForest Buckner. I mean, they've built this thing the right way. They've got speed. They play the run very well. they're very difficult to get the ball over their head and get big plays. It's going to be a great game, and if they beat the Packers, they climb into the upper echelon in the AFC, in my mind.
Well, I want to ask you this. In the AFC, right now it looks like Kansas City and Pittsburgh are the two top teams.
Yeah,
I give you Baltimore, Tennessee, Indianapolis, and Miami, and Buffalo. I'll throw them in there as well, Miami and Buffalo. That next group from Tennessee, Baltimore, Miami, Buffalo, who do you like the most in that group?
Baltimore did beat Indianapolis. They beat them fair and square. Second half, Lamar Jackson was just on fire. He was perfect, which was the difference in the game. I like Buffalo. I like the way Buffalo has built this thing. They built it the right way. The moment they hired the coach and the general manager and they drafted Josh Allen, they've done nothing but build that team the right way. And they're pretty healthy right now. They had a horrible loss to Arizona in the final play, as we all know. But that team, to me, has everything it takes to be really good. And so I like Buffalo out of that group. I think Kansas City and Pittsburgh are heads above everybody else right now. There's a lot of football to be played. But I do like what Buffalo is doing and the way that they're playing. And that's not to take anything away from the five wins in a row that the Miami Dolphins have.
Well, Brian, it's funny. I think the last time I had you on, we were talking about the Dolphins making the transition from Ryan Fitzpatrick to Tua. Well, they go to Tua, quarterback. That's front and center in the media. Brian Flores obviously knows this situation very well. And you've seen Tua step in, and the team has continued to win. They've won five straight games. They've won 3-0 with Tua under center. What has been your initial takeaway watching the rookie quarterback?
A lot of things that I saw at Alabama and even at St. Louis High School in Honolulu, it's very fundamentally sound. Excellent with just, the basics, the ball fakes, the footwork, the flash release. He looks good in there. Now, he threw a couple balls last week against the Chargers, to be honest with you, John, that should have been intercepted. Now, they didn't, and he got away with it. But, a lot of these young players, and not just young guys, it can be anybody. You go play action in this league, you turn your back away from the defense, and you lock in on that guy that was open on Wednesday. And all of a sudden, you get these zones and, these players that just flat out can run and close really fast on footballs, and you don't see them. And he didn't see Kenneth Murray underneath. One time he threw in a double coverage in the end zone. It could have been intercepted. He threw a ball down the middle that got tipped that, I don't know how the Chargers didn't intercept it. So he's gotten away with the field. But I do expect that Tua is just continue to improve because that's how he's wired. He's wired to get better, to not make the same mistake twice. And so I think it's just full speed ahead. They're finding a running game a little bit. They got their starting offensive line back together for the first time last week, really all season. And so I think they're really ready to battle right now. They've got all the weapons they need. And defensively, they're just really skilled, and they match up really well with a lot of teams.
Brian, let's be honest. The quarterback position right now in the NFL, I think it's in terrific, terrific hands. I look at these three rookie quarterbacks that have come into the league. Herbert has had great success, even though his team hasn't with the Chargers.
Right.
I love Burrow. His offensive line is in tatters, and yet he's playing with so much toughness and so much swagger, steal a game aside. They have, inkling of being able to do that to a whole lot of different teams. They're unreal on that defensive line. And then you got Tua. You look at the quarterback position. You feel like, as a whole, the league in, pretty good shape with the way these young guys, this 2020 class, some of the other classes over the last few years, really starting to flourish?
Yeah, I do. I always say this, though, John. I don't think, when it was a 12-team league, there wasn't enough good quarterbacks. You could look at certain teams in this league right now that, Trevor Lawrence is going to be awfully attractive. Justin Fields is going to look awfully attractive. But we need the young blood. This is a quarterback-driven league. We need Kyler Murray to be good. We need, and I couldn't agree with you more about Joe Burrow. There's nothing about him that I'm not really amazed by. Just the level of toughness, how he sees the field, the throws. We need Joe Burrow to be good. We need Tua to be good. It's a quarterback-driven league. When the quarterbacks are really good in the game, John, as a fan, you can sit in your man cave at the stadium, you're going to be entertained for 3 hours. It's just going to happen. And so, Josh Allen has been a godsend You know, we got to see what New England does. You know, they might have a chance to go for a young guy. Who knows? But, yes, I believe that the young guys, you know, all the way up to Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, you know, Deshaun Watson, I mean, those guys are now entering their prime. They've been paid to be in their prime. We're seeing some, you know, good performances from a lot of those guys. So, yeah, I think it's in good shape right now.
Brian, final one. Aside from the game you were doing on Sunday, the Falcons and the Saints, what is the game in Week 11 that Brian Baldinger can't wait to go and dissect in the Baldy's breakdowns? I know there's got to be one that you have circled. What would it be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, look, you already mentioned one. You know, Colts Green Bay for sure. But, you know, Monday night in Tampa. I mean, we're going to see, you know, the Rams and Tampa go at it. You know, Aaron Donald on one side, Tom Brady on the other side, on and on. Jalen Ramsey and Michael. You're going to see a lot of star power out there. The Bucs have a tremendous defense. Their number one defense against the run in the league. The Rams have committed to the run this year. It's made a difference in the offense. They brought in a young coaching staff, a new defensive wizard right now. They've got the Rams playing great football. I mean, that's going to be a classic on Monday night. I might have to wait till Tuesday morning, you know, to break that one down. But those are two games right at the top of the list. They're going to be great. I mean, the Raiders and Chiefs in a rematch is going to be good. Anytime Pat Mahomes is on the field, you got to watch every throw.
You ain't kidding, man. And I think it's a big-time bounce-back spot after what happened at Arrowhead a couple weeks ago. Baldy, have a great call on Sunday, my brother. Tremendous, tremendous insight as always. Let's do this again soon, and all the best to you and your family. Happy Thanksgiving, all right?
Hey, you got it, John. Let's do it again soon. Thanks,
I love it. That's the great Brian Baldinger. Radio.com, NFL Insider. He'll be on the call for the Falcons and the New Orleans Saints with Taysom Hill, a quarterback. And that was Radio.com, NFL Insider, Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. You can also hear Brian with Jason Lockenfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts. We got a lot more to do. We got Jason Katz with fantasy stuff. We got Jared Smith with picks. We have the Unlocks of the Week at 10:40. It's a jam-packed show, Football Friday. I mean, did you expect anything else? It's JJ After Dark. We're keeping you company right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.